It's time for another fun fact, and this week we're headed to Main Street at the Magic Kingdom, which, you know, really, really kind of has nothing going for it, you know? It's got no history to it or anything, so I mean, I was really struggling to find anything interesting about it, but I found something kind of interesting, so let's go with that, right?
Well, don't sell it too hard, man.
I know, jeez. I know. Well, you know, I'm practicing Disney's under-promise, over, you know, it's kind of like...
Deliver.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like when you get the 60-minute wait and you get there in 50 minutes, and so you feel really good as opposed to giving you the 45-minute wait, and then you took 50 minutes, and then you're, like, really upset because of that extra 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I always am. I always time them exactly.
That's
to make
right.
Sure.
And if it takes 1 minute over, Jeremy's like, nope, nope, not riding, not riding. I'm sorry.
I just sue him.
Yeah. You said 120 minutes. I waited 121. But anyway, yes, that is not the fun fact that Jeremy sues people for 1 minute over.
I love suing. Suing's my favorite hobby.
I knew you did. I knew you did. So often when you're walking down Main Street, there's quite a bit to take in, right? You've got the balloons being sold. You maybe have, you know, people singing. You've got all the shops. You've got the music going on. And you also have some interesting smells, right?
Right.
Because, like, you're walking by, say, the confectionery, and you're like, gosh, they must be making some fresh waffle cones or something, because that smells amazing. And then suddenly you want a waffle cone. Here's the thing. You're smelling stuff, and it smells good, but you're probably not smelling fresh waffle cones being made or anything else that's actually fresh or having anything to do with maybe what's going on in that building right now.
Oh, yeah?
Which, I know, amazes you, because Disney has something called...
I have read more than one Disney trivia book.
That's right, so you're aware of this one. But but here's the thing. You weren't aware that the father from, or, you know, that the father on Carousel of Progress was also the same dude from A Christmas Story. So let's not assume that everybody knows everything, because even if you already knew this, I mean, admit it. This is a cool fact.
It is.
That
yes.
Disney uses what they call smellitizers throughout the parks.
That's a terrible name for it, though.
Okay. So it's not an appealing name. But it's a very descriptive name. You know what when you hear smellitizer, you know what that thing does.
It does what it says
it
on the tin.
It smellitizes. So specifically at Main Street, at the confectionery, you're going to smell vanilla. And the vanilla that you smell, again, is not actually coming from the confectionery. It's coming from a smellitizer that then pumps that smell into the vents. And then that's wafting throughout Main Street in order to give you, you know, of course, Disney says, you know, we're just trying to give you the full live experience of being on the Main Street. And meanwhile, you know, Brad says, we want to give you the full experience of really suddenly wanting to come in here and buy something that tastes good because you smell something that smells good. According to sources, they also pump peppermint out at Christmas time, which I'll say I don't recall ever smelling that, but there's only been a handful of times, especially on with the confectionery in Main Street, where I've noticed the smellitizer smells. But you know, you've also got the same technology or at least similar technologies being used in Soarin' and what it used to be used on Spaceship Earth or Mickey's PhilharMagic. But you know, I do find it interesting that those are all in the, you know, you're in a ride, you're in an attraction, and that's what it's used for, as opposed to this where it is ambient smell.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, because ambient sound, totally down with, ambient sights, those sort of, you know, because we have, you know, properly groomed trees or whatever. Those all totally make sense, but the idea of creating ambient smells is somehow really foreign to me until I learned of the existence of the smellitizers and went, okay, I get that. You want to there to be a certain smell and you want it to be consistent and you want everybody to get to smell it, so why wouldn't you have a smellitizer?
Right.
There?
No, it's super smart. And it does work. I mean, I walk by the confectionery and just like Just breathe super deep because, man, it smells good.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Now, when you walk by the confectionery and you smell that smell,
you'll know it's a lie.
Smellitizers. It's all smellitizers, you know, and then adjust your tinfoil hat because, you know, if you don't have it just so, the frequencies can get through and Disney can get the ambient brain wave. What would that be, a wavetizer?
Mm-hmm. Oof.
I have not found out about the wavetizers yet, but yet.
I don't know if I'm going to be so supportive of Disney manipulating my brain waves.
But it's just to give you those ambient brain waves, man. Come on, it's what you expect if you were in a main street downtown or something.
Then they won't even need smells. They can just make me think I want something.
Mm.
I really want a cookie.
Even better as far as they're concerned. But until they have that technology, the smellitizer is a thing. And so once again, you can really make everybody, at this point, if you've listened to all the fun facts, your family hates us because they're like, all you ever do is talk about these random obscure facts. But there are still so many things that we haven't covered. And there are things that you know about that we haven't covered. And you're like, why haven't you? You're going to cover the smellitizer. Everybody knows about the smellitizer. Why don't you at least cover? And whatever that thing is that you just said, you said something right there. I want you to take that and I want you to tweet it to us at MTM Podcast, or let us know on Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast, or send us an email. You can find all of that at our website at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.